This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Everybody, it's Jim Z, your host of Radio Doc Dogs. Welcome to the show. I hope everyone had a great weekend last weekend jumping dogs. A lot of people out there at the Southwest Regional Championships, and in fact, that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Fresh off of those Southwest Regionals, I have a guest I think you're going to enjoy quite a bit. But I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, Jim, tell me what events are going on this weekend in Doc Dogs. Okay, let me tell you what's going on. It is Care-A-Lot at Care-A-Lot Pet Supplies, brought to you by Blue Buffalo. That's Virginia Beach, Virginia, this Friday through Sunday. Always a fun event, one of Doc Dog's longest-running events. Also going on, it is the 2015 Family Fun Day, also brought to you by Blue Buffalo, in Elkton, Maryland. That's a Friday and Saturday event. And another event this weekend, it's the Low Country Rice Festival, brought to you by Zooks, and that is one of Doc Dog's affiliate club programs, brought to you by Palmetto Doc Dogs. That's in Waterboro, South Carolina, this Friday and Saturday. And finally, last but certainly not least, it is the Outdoor Recreation Expo, brought to you by Zooks, all the way out west there in Heber City, Utah, this Friday and Saturday. Those are your four Doc Dogs events going on around the nation this weekend. If you're going out there, I hope you have a great time and have a lot of fun. All right, coming up in this interview, I am talking with Linda Hedich. Linda is a longtime Doc Dogger. In fact, Linda and her husband Randy, with their dog Caden, were inducted into the 2006 Doc Dogs Hall of Fame. So that gives you a little bit of background on that team. We're going to find out what they thought of the Southwest Regionals that took place in Cave Creek at Partners this past weekend. One of the roads to worlds. Here's my interview with Linda Hedich.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
All right, my guest this week on Radio Doc Dogs is Linda Hedich. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. You are still at the hotel in Cave Creek, Arizona area, right?
Yes, it's the Monday after the Southwest Regionals, and I can't tell you how happy I am to not have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to feed the dogs for an 8 o'clock start time.
Yeah, they kind of make for some long days, but hopefully you had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it was great. First of all, the weather here was fantastic. I know I'm going to make everybody jealous in the Midwest and on the East Coast, but we had 82, 85, 90 degrees, abundant sunshine, had a nice desert breeze. It was just beautiful. And the facility, the sanction facility here in Cave Creek is so nice. They're very accommodating, and, you know, it's just first class all the way.
Well, that's good. That's great to hear. Yeah, it sounds like the weather was just perfect. Not too hot. I think that was maybe most people's concern.
Well, it got a little toasty on Sunday, but I think we were all just sort of tired after 3 days of a very intense competition. And but it was great. I mean, we had it was a lot of fun, and it was nice to see some people who traveled long distances to get to Arizona. I think we had 7 states represented here.
Awesome.
So it was nice to see some old friends and to make some new ones.
Yeah, that is awesome. That's great. So how did you guys do at the event? Let's see, did you jump one of your dogs?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did. Well, we have Tessa, of course, who's now 11, mm-hmm. and our puppy Casey. Well, she's not a puppy anymore. She's a year and a half. And Randy and Quinn and I handled, we bounced between dogs, I guess. But Randy won the Legend Division, so he has his invite for Worlds. Quinn won the Youth Handler. This is the second year in a row that he's won the Youth Handler Division at the Southwest Regionals.
Cool.
Tessa surprised me and came in third in Extreme Vertical Cadet. I just, her 11-year-old legs still had some fight in her, and she amazed me. But I think one of the invites that surprised us the most was Quinn and Tessa and dueling dogs. They took to it like it was amazing. I mean, Quinn up there was never done it before, had maybe one practice run, and we thought, wow, he really gets this. And so they ended up 5th overall in class 4, and they have their invite to Worlds.
Well, that is fantastic. And the whole family jumping, that's what it's all about. That's great to hear. I'm glad that everybody got out there and everybody did well, and and had a great time. What did you think of Dueling Dogs since you'd saw it at Worlds, right? But this is the first time actual everybody getting into it outdoors, you know, all a little different than what you saw, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, we all had some questions about, well, first of all, at Worlds, we were blown away by just, you know, just the sport and the excitement of it. And so, you know, I think there were some questions about how practically that was going to work at an actual event. And Bob Dwyer and Sean Swearingen just did a great job. And Rich Schaefer also, he was the Dueling Dogs guru here on site.
Right.
The three of them and the rest of the crew did a great job just troubleshooting, you know, in case things came up, and they made some really good decisions on the fly. It was really exciting. We had five of the fastest dogs in Doc Dogs Nation here. We had Jordan and Brooklyn, Cochiti, Rex, and Soldier. So the Class 1 division was amazing.
I'll bet.
It was phenomenal. We had one thing happen that hasn't happened before. There was a dead heat in the Class 4 division, and I knew it was exciting when I heard Rich Schaefer from the scorer's tent say, "No way!" And you knew something exciting was happening. And when Bob Dwyer announced the same exact scores for the two teams, and then we all looked at each other like, okay, how are they going to decide this? Well, and, you know, people figured out that it was going to go down to the reaction time.
Right.
So that was really exciting. So overall, I liked it. I think there's still some, you know, some equipment things that need to be worked out to make it as safe as possible for the dogs. But on the whole, it was very exciting as a competitor and just outstanding as a, you know, for the spectators to watch.
Yeah, I think so too, and it is so exciting. And as improbable as we all thought that a dead heat finish would happen, that was great foresight by Doc Dogs to even come up with a solution in the event of. And so that's and it came a lot quicker than we thought. I thought, well, if we may never see this, you know, a dead heat, but it happens, right?
Right, exactly. And so then we thought, well, what are the chances of there being the same exact reaction time? Then what happens?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a provision behind that.
It was really, really exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a provision behind exact reaction times, too. That would be, I don't know, though. But since the one happened and happened so quick, they might have to think about that a little bit more.
I know. That's something for rules committee, I guess.
Yep.
Radio Doc Dogs will be right back.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
That sponsor rocks. Welcome back to the show.
Beyond that, you know, tell us a little bit about the layout of the location of partners there and everything like that. It was, you know, how was Dogtown, you know, all that stuff.
Well, the sanctuary facility is located north of Scottsdale, and so it's on a really beautiful stretch of the desert. It's a facility that has the Doc Dogs regulation pool in the dock, but they also do agility, they also do training, mm-hmm. they also have a boarding facility. So it's a place that's set up just for dogs, and you know you can tell they gave a lot of thought about how things were going to be laid out. We had ample room for crating, and there was, you know, plenty of room for parking. You know, we just at first we didn't know how we were going to spread everybody out with the RV situation. But yeah. You know, I'll tell you, Arizona Doc Dogs and Layton, who's the owner of the sanctioned facility,
right.
They did a great job getting everybody in. I cannot thank, you know, Whitney Leitner and Courtney Adams and Lauren Passmore and the rest of the folks at Arizona Doc Dogs. They did a phenomenal job getting all of the competitors ready, getting all of the information we needed as far as crating, hotels, maps, facilities, everything. They were on top of it, and they should be the template for, you know, how clubs get the competitors ready for big events, because they work their they worked their tails off, and it really showed. So thank you so much to them, because they did a phenomenal job.
Well, that's great, and that's fantastic. And, yeah, that is a fantastic club out there. I had no doubt that they take care of anyone coming out. And, again, so jealous that I wasn't able to be out there, because I know you guys, I'm sure you had a good time, and there's some good stories, and there were some fun, you know, just fun things to watch and everything go. So, so Quinn got invited again, too. Which is very exciting.
Yeah, youth handler. He got the youth handler invite with Tessa, and the dueling dogs just blew us away. I thought, wow, you know, he had a really great time. And one thing that I do have to say that really I'm going to take away from this event, as far as what happened with Quinn, is he and Sarah Horvath, who's an outstanding junior handler here in Arizona, they went up against each other in the quarterfinals for dueling dogs, and they wished each other luck before the run. They high-fived each other after the run, and to see that kind of sportsmanship coming from the youth handlers, it just warmed my heart. So that's one thing I'm really going to take away, and I think that the youth handlers are presenting themselves really well, and I think the future of the sport is in good hands.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic to hear. And you know what, though? I'm not surprised, but it is still great to hear, simply because I think that everyone in Doc Dog sets a perfect example. You being the parent, of course, that's a great reflection on you, too. But I think all the Doc Dogs competitors always set great examples for the youth that are into Doc Dogs, so they understand, you know, what the protocol is and how they should handle themselves in the competition. It's fantastic. That's what it's all about. That's great.
Yeah, it was really heartwarming to see. And, you know, we've competed as a family for years and years now, and that's one of the things I've always loved about this sport, is all three of us can go out with each other, have fun, you know, and all of us can really be engaged, and with the dogs, too. And, I really can't think of any other sport that's like this. And so I'm really, really grateful that we've got, you know, that Doc Dogs have set it up to really, truly make it a family sport.
Yeah, and that's why it's so fantastic, and I love talking with you and appreciate it, because I know it's a whole family thing with you guys. So you get the whole aspect of the family adventure, the vacation, including the dogs. It's like the whole family, right? Everybody. You don't even have to leave dogs back in a kennel or anything
and,
on this trip.
We're all piled up in the minivan, and we're ready to go. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of logistics, and we got to be really organized. But you know what? The payoff is great. We have wonderful memories, and you know, Quinn can look back on the, you know, when he was 10, 11, 12 years old and say, you know, I spent my weekends with my mom and dad, you know, jumping my dog in a pool.
yep. How cool is that? I look back at some of our family vacations. My parents take us to Myrtle Beach every year and all that, and I still remember all that. So yeah, hopefully he'll remember these things too and what fun he had.
And now there's video evidence, so
right.
So even if he wanted to forget, he couldn't, because I'm sure we've got video and pictures of all of his moments.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's great. So you got a bit of a drive home today. How long did it take you to get back home?
Well, in theory, it's supposed to take between 5 and 7 hours. So I think it's going to be, it's probably going to take us that long. But you know, we decided to just stay the extra night and get a good night's sleep before we hit the drive in the desert. Quinn has missed 3 days of school, and the funny thing is his the office said, well, you know, can you take video of what he's participating in, because they don't, you know, it's a new school and they're not really familiar with it. So during the youth division, I talked to Bob Dwyer and I said, look, you know, we need to make a video for Quinn's class. And Bob went all out. If any of you are friends with Bob Dwyer, you need to check out the video. His announcing job is phenomenal, and it's going to do wonders for Quinn's social life, because Bob was saying things like, Quinn likes candlelight dinners and long walks on the beach, and it was vintage Bob Dwyer, so we can't thank him enough for for the extra mile he went to make this video great for Quinn. It just really touched all of us, and it's just hysterical. So check that out if you can.
That's great. I will have to check that out. Knowing Bob, I can imagine it in my head right now. And yeah, he's such a good guy, and for him to do that, I'm gonna have to definitely check that out.
Yeah, he was awesome. I mean, and it also helped that he's seen Quinn jump since he started when he was 7 years old. So, and that again is the beauty of the sport. You know,
yep.
You can watch your kids grow up, you can watch your dogs grow up and mature. And it's, I I love the sport and I love the opportunity to create, more, not only family memories, but, memories with some really good friends I've made throughout the United States.
Absolutely. Yes, certainly.
Radio Doc Dogs will return after this message.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
We are back. Radio Doc Dogs.
So, what about the rest of the year for you? What Doc Dogs plans do you have, if any? What kind of events and things are going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, we've got another wild card event in California coming up in June. It's called the King's Fair. It's in Hanford, which is in Central California. So we're hoping that we'll get our friends from the Pacific Northwest and from the mountain states to come. Because it's it's another wild card, so it's just another avenue to, to get to the world championship. So, like I said, that's in June, and that's all I know of on the horizon. I know that here in Arizona, they'll have their second sanctioned facility series in the early fall.
Right.
And I just heard that the Northwest Regionals is on the calendar. So we've got some things happening here on the West Coast.
Well, that's good. Good. That's fantastic. And then, of course, we'll be seeing you at the World Championships in Dubuque, the whole family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Made the reservation already. And, I know. And then we were telling people this weekend, when they were saying, should I accept the reservation? I said, no matter what you decide, call up the hotel right now.
Yeah.
Make your reservation, because that filled up quickly last year, if I remember.
Right.
And so, and the Holiday Inn in Dubuque was accommodating as far as, adding more rooms. So that was really nice. But I said, make your reservation now, because it's going to get booked.
Yep. I agree. Yep. Don't dilly-dally or wait. It's, you better take care of it. Otherwise you'll be on the outside looking in as far as the hotel and everything goes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And what was nice, SoCal had about 10 of our members come and compete, and a couple of them had never competed at the regionals at all. So this was the first time. And just to see that excitement and, book your hotel, and it's like, really, do I need to book my hotel? Oh, yes, you need to do that now.
Yeah.
And, just how the whole process worked. It was, it's really exciting to see somebody new to the sport and new to regionals, because it's a totally different format.
Yeah.
And to just see that excitement and awe and wonder and it was really great to see. It really was.
Yeah, that's one thing we haven't actually touched on lately, or I've talked with people about, is that if they're not familiar with the regionals, I'm sorry, I'm getting way ahead of myself, the regional championships, it is a different format. I think I like it a lot better. It's, you don't have to have that handler's meeting before every wave and everything like that. You just have a schedule, and here it is. How'd they do on the schedule? Were they able to keep up pretty good or stay ahead?
It was, a lot of the times we were early, and it's a nice cooperation between the event managers and the teams, because, you know, if everybody's on site, we can make the, you know, they can make the decision, hey, can we push this up?
Yeah.
No objection. Great. You know, in order to give the crew a chance to, you know, maybe have another 15-minute break here and there.
Right.
And to give the competitors, you know, a chance to go off-site a little bit and get some food. So it really worked well. I think what's different at the regional championships is that you have people who have competed at a regular Doc Dogs event and pretty
right.
much know the drill. I mean, yeah, you'll have some newbies, but, you know, they're familiar with the, you know, like you said, they don't need the handlers meeting every, you know, every wave. They know that they have to be at a certain place at a certain time with the possibility of things moving up or moving down.
Right.
I think that kind of, you know, and that's the kind of atmosphere that you get at the regional championships. It's just different. You know, although at a regular event, I love seeing the newbies. I love seeing the excitement. But the regional event is totally different, and it's nice to see dogs go head-to-head in their division. Because then you can really, you know, you can really get a grasp of what, you know, like the senior division means and which dogs, you know, which
yeah.
dogs are there and the, you know, and seeing all the high flyers jump at the same time and all the, you know, the super elites jumping out of the pool. It's so, this format is so exciting. And I think it's a great tune-up for Worlds, since we know, obviously, Worlds is run the same way, divisional format.
Right.
But it's just, I mean, I love it. It. Although it's hard to explain to people at first if they've never done it, but I think once they see it, once they're here and they experience it, you know, it's easy for them to grasp it. Wow, this
yeah.
is totally different, and this is really great.
Yeah, I think it's easy for them to grasp, too. Well, Lindo, we're just about out of time here. I really appreciate you taking out some time here, especially, you know, right the day after, but it's all fresh in your memory, so it's fun to hear about your experience and what you thought of the Southwest Regionals, and more regionals coming up for everyone in Doc Dogs. So thanks again. Safe driving home to you and the family, and we look forward to seeing you all in Dubuque.
All right. Thank you so much, Jim, and we'll get you out here sometime, won't we?
Oh, yeah, certainly. You take care.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Radio Doc Dogs.
That's it, all wrapped up in a nice little package for you. A little bit about how the Southwest Regionals went from at least that competitor's point of view. Sounds like they had a great time and enjoyed it. I knew they would. It's a fantastic facility out there in Cave Creek at Partners. And the Arizona Doc Dogs Club put on a fantastic show, from what I understand. They had everybody up there cheering and going and had a nice social, had everything well coordinated. So it sounds like it was a fantastic time. Congratulations to Arizona Doc Dogs and Partners for putting together that Southwest Regional Championship so successfully. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Thanks again to Linda Hedditch for her time. I really appreciate that and filling us in. I am going to be out and about on some docks in the future. I am not sure where you're going to be, but if you're there and I'm there, I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Media Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Doc Dogs.